Friends, now we'll see the channels through which the customer service and the products are delivered to the individuals under retail banking. So, this chapter is retail banking channels. Now, our objective to discuss this chapter is to understand various retail banking channels and also understand how to enhance the accessibility, ensuring that banking services reach to the customers across the urban, semi-urban and rural areas. Okay. Improve the customer convenience, increase the operational efficiency, etc. Now, to promote the financial inclusion by extending the services to unbanked and underbanked population, that is the important, and also ensure the security and compliance by maintaining the high standard of cyber security, data privacy, and regulatory adherence. With this objective, our structure of understanding the channels under retail banking will be evolution of retail banking channel, branch banking and evolution of branch models, then ATM, cash deposit machine, passbook kiosks, and phone banking, internet banking, mobile banking, regulatory and compliance framework, and emerging trade in retail banking channels we will see during our discussion under this retail banking channels. Retail banking channels are the medium through which the banks deliver their product and services to the customers. Over the years, banking has transitioned from traditional brick and mortar model to highly digital and multi-channel ecosystem. Today, customers interact with the banks through multiple integration touch points. Historically, banking in India was dominated by branch-based interaction, where physical presence was essential for opening the account, depositing, withdrawal of funds, and obtaining the loans. So today, and a historical, we have seen that indicates there is a development of various channels to service the customers depending upon need. And that is nothing but it is an evolution. Evolution is nothing but change in structure according to the change in function. Change in structure according to change in function. Similar manner, the evolution of retail banking channels in India over the decades evolved from manual paper-based model to advanced digital and first omni-channel environmental, enabling the customer to access the banking services anytime, anywhere. So there are certain phases right from pre-90, the era of traditional branch banking. Pre-90 is considered the era of traditional branch banking. During these earlier years, banking in India, branches were the only channel through which the customer could access their financial services. Then the new era starts in 1990, phase 1990 to 2000, 10 years. During this period, the computerization and ATMs were introduced. Right? Then there was a launch of ATMs also. Emergence of electronic clearing services were also there. The next phase was 2000 to 2010. That is called internet and mobile banking phase. Internet and mobile banking phase. In this new millennium, it is marked as a digital revolution in retail banking. With rising internet penetration, banks began offering the internet banking, that is net banking, allowing customers to perform the transaction online. Right? Then next phase will be the digital transformation and financial inclusion phase, which is next 10 years, that is 2010 to 2020. In this phase, we witnessed a paradigm shift towards digital and mobile first banking, driven by the government initiative, fintech collaboration, and consumer demand for convenience. The next phase was Omnichan, that is 2021 to 2025. Here in this chapter, this table, we have summarized the phases, that is traditional banking phase, from which period to which period, the key features, what was happening during that period, and technology focus. You may please refer this to you. One by one, we will see the branch banking and evolution of the branch models. Okay? Now, branch banking has traditionally been foundation to all the retail banking operations in India. Before the technology, bank branches were primarily and often the only, it was medium through which the customers access their financial needs and services. The branch was not only acting as a transactional unit, but also serve as a face of the bank, fostering the personal relationship, trust, and long-term customer engagements. Even in the era of the digital transformation, branches continue to play a strategic role. They are no longer mere service outlets, but they are multifunctional financial centers. Modern branches now operate as a part of omnichannel ecosystem, where physical or digital channels are interconnected to deliver the seamless and convenient banking experience. Traditional role of the bank branches in the earlier decades, particularly in the 90s, the banking system in India was branch-centric and customer relied on the branches for nearly all banking needs. Right? Then evolution took place where a full-service branch was developed. These are the conventional, there are different kind of branches. As the banking industry is modernized, the traditional model of full-service branch was evolved, in which all the retail and corporate banking services were given under one roof, like savings and current account, loan remittances, locker facilities, and investment services. This kind of branch is located in urban and semi-urban center, staffed with the tellers, relationship managers, and focus on both personal services. Right? Now, next type of branch banking is mini or micro branches. Mini or micro branches. Micro branches are compact, low-cost service points, often located in areas where limited customer bases or transaction is a volume. They focus on basic banking services like deposit, withdrawal, and account opening. There are 2 to 4 employees will be deputed there, right? Now, next one will be digital and smart branches. Now, digital branches and technology-enabled outlet is designed to reduce the manual interventions. They offer self-service facility using the touchscreen kiosk, tablets, and video assisting banking. 24/7 accessibility for basic services, integration with cash recycler machine, that is CRM, interactive teller machine, that is ITM, and the video KYC stations. Customers can perform almost all the transactions digitally with minimum staff support. Advisory and relationship branches. These branches cater primarily the need of high net worth individuals. They focus on financial advisory, wealth management, portfolio services, and cross-selling investment. They are staffed with relationship manager and wealth advisors. So designed to offer personalized financial planning, right? Now, next one will be branch light or business correspondent model. Under this financial inclusion plan, banks have been encouraged by RBI to expand the outreach through the branch light model, which operates through the business correspondent or customer service point. It provides the essential service like cash deposit, withdrawal, balance inquiry, and remittances using biometric authentication or Aadhaar-enabled payment system. Linked digitally to the nearest full-service branch or core banking system. Hybrid branches also came, and a modern approach of combining physical and digital interface. Traditional counter services coexist with digital kiosk and self-service zones. They often include the video banking cabins, AI chatbots, and virtual assistant desks. Regulatory and policy framework for these branch networks. Establishment of the operation of the bank branches in India are governed by RBI. RBI branch authorization policy is there. Financial inclusion mandate is provided in while giving the approval. Digital banking guidelines are provided. Data protection and privacy regulating the collection and use of customer data is required to adhere to. Now, technological integration in branch banking. The modern branches are deeply integrated with advanced technologies and enhanced service delivery and the customer engagement. These technologies, generally, all branches should have core banking system, cash recycling machine, that is CRM, video banking, customer relationship management, CRM software, artificial intelligence, biometric authentication, and Internet of Things, right? These applications, these technology is used in almost all modern branches. ATM, cash deposit, machines, and passbooks. These are the kiosks. The advent of automated teller machine, that is ATM, and other self-service devices, such as cash deposit machine and the passbook printing kiosk. This is a revolution in retail banking. And by offering the round-the-clock location independent and the cost-efficient banking services, these innovations marked a major milestone in the evolution of alternate delivery channel, EDC, alternate delivery channel in India, which is reducing the customer dependency on physical branches for routine transactions. Over the past three decades, self-service banking infrastructure has become a vital part of India's retail banking ecosystem, contributing significantly to financial inclusion, operational efficiency, and customer convenience. Now, one by one, we will see the ATM. What is this ATM? ATM is automated teller machine. This is a self-service electronic device that allows the bank customers to perform the basic financial transaction without human assistance. ATMs facilitate services such as cash withdrawal, balance inquiry, mini statement, PIN generation, and fund transactions. ATMs are now part of interconnected interoperability network that allows the customer to access the accounts across the different banks using the shared infrastructure. Okay, these are available 24/7, mini statement, fund transfer, PIN change, etc., cardless cash withdrawal, and interoperability across all the bank's network is possible by this way. Benefit is customer convenience, operational efficiency, financial inclusion, and cost optimization. Types of ATM, there are different types of ATMs, and their description as well as example is given. The type of ATMs will be on-site ATM, off-site ATM. On-site ATM, they are where they are located. They are located within adjacent to the bank branch. Adjacent to the bank branch. And off-site ATM means it is installed in market, malls, or public areas. And white-labeled ATMs, they are owned and operated by non-bank entities. Customers of all the banks can use them. And a brown-labeled ATM is it is owned by third-party vendors but operated under the bank's brand. And cash recycler machine is performed both withdrawals and deposits. And mobile ATM means vehicle based on ATM used during the emergency on their rural areas. Who uses that? That is given in the last column. CDM, cash deposit machine. Cash deposit machine is automated terminal that enables the customer to deposit the cash directly into their bank account without visiting the teller or branch customer. Passbook printing kiosk. Passbook printing kiosk is a self-service terminal that enables the customer to update their passbooks automatically without visiting the teller. Now, operational and security changes, that is cyber risk. Operational and security challenges. There are security challenges, operational challenges also. These challenges are cyber security risk, vandalism and theft, downtime with the cash shortage, and low rural utilization. Okay, these are some of the challenges. The challenges can be described as in cyber security risk, card cloning, skimming, and malware attacks can happen. For that, there is a mitigation also. So EVM chip compliance, RBI cyber security guidelines, vandalism and theft, where the physical security issue at offsite. There's a mandatory CCTV alarm system is required to be put. And in downtime and the cash shortage, machine availability due to maintenance of the poor cash forecast. And for the low rural utilization, limited awareness or digital literacy, that is the description of the challenge. Regulatory framework, as I said, even earlier also we have seen, these are all the regulation and framework is there. Issuing authority is either RBI or NPCI or mostly RBI, right? Bank has to maintain with the what the regulators have given the guidelines or notifications to maintain that. Now, phone banking and contact centers. Concept of phone banking refers to the banking services that customers can access over the telephone using the automated voice system, IVR, through the interaction with the customer service executive. This bridges the gap between the traditional banking and digital banking, enabling the customers to carry out the transactions and obtain information without visiting the branch. The services offered under phone banking consist of account balance inquiry, fund transfer between linked account, checkbook request, credit card activation, loan information and EMI status inquiry, etc. Contact center. Now, these contact centers are the modern extension of phone banking. Contact centers are modern extension of phone banking, where as a customer interaction becomes more complex and multi-channel, the bank establishes the centralized contact center also to manage a high volume of customer communication efficiently. Contact center is centralized hub where customer interaction from multiple channels like phone call, email, chats, social media message, and mobile app queries are handled through the integrated system. Now, functions of the contact center consist of customer support, complaint management, marketing and sale, customer retention, etc. The technology framework of the phone banking, if you see the modern phone banking and contact centers are supported by the advanced telecommunication and the customer relationship management CRM system that enables the efficiency, security and personalization. Now, technology systems and its functionality under the phone banking consist of interactive voice response technology, IVR technology, then computer telephony integration, CTI technology, automatic call distributor, ACD, CRM platform, voice biometric, AI chatbot and visual assistance, speech analytics, and omnichannel integration. These are some of the technologies used with their individual functionality, which mentions here clearly. You may please refer their functionality of each technology used in phone banking. Security and authentication in phone banking consist of varied ways, that is authentication methods consist of the PIN or password verification that customers authenticate using the telephone identification number, that is TIN or one-time password, or voice biometric. Voice biometric recognizes the unique characteristic of customer's voice for the secure logging. Then caller line identification, CLI, that is that it confirms that call is from registered phone number. Two-factor authentication that adds the extra layer of verification for high-risk transactions. RBI guidelines on security consist of bank must comply with the RBI's cybersecurity framework for the bank. Then Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023 and regular vulnerability assessment and training programs for the call center agents are mandatory. Advantages of phone banking consist of 24/7 availability, convenience which eliminates the need for the branch visits, cost efficiency that reduces the branch workload and operational cost. Personalized services consist of CRM tool which enables the agents and provides the customized response. Faster issue resolution, centralized monitoring which ensures the timely support, support for the digital inclusion, etc. Challenges in phone banking are data private concern, fraud and impersonalization, language and communication barrier, high operational cost, quality assurance, etc. All these challenges are described here for their respective risk mitigation of the challenge. Then emerging trend in the phone banking and contact centers consist of AI-powered voice assistant, voice biometrics, cloud-based contact center, and omni-channel integration. Predictive customer service as well as multilingual and regional voice banking is also possible, and video banking services as well as sustainable operations for the green contact centers powered by renewable energy and paperless system. Now, internet banking. After the phone banking, now it is the internet banking. Internet banking, as you all aware, that online banking or e-banking. It is the use of internet technology to perform the financial transactions and access the banking services via secure digital platform. This allows the customer to manage their finances, transfer funds, pay bills, and access information anytime and anywhere without the need to visit a physical branch. Internet banking represents one of the most transformative developments in retail banking. Now, evolution of internet banking. There are around 4 or 5 phases. Since 1990 to 2000, there was introduction phase. In 2000 to 2010, expansion phase. 2010 to 2020, digital banking phase. And 2021 to 2021, smart banking phase. In the each phase, certain development took place that you may refer here. Now, features of internet banking consist of, for it is a financial transaction where funds can be transferred through RTGS, NEFT, IMPS or UPI. And the payment of utility bill, taxes, insurance premium, credit cards, etc. Online loan application can also be possible. Repayment you can make, EMI you can pay. Investment services like mutual fund, you can invest the funds in mutual funds, term deposits and government securities. Non-financial services consist of account balance inquiries and transaction history, request for checkbook, debit cards, credit cards and the account statement. Customization of standing instruction and alert, eKYC updates and communication, corporate internet banking. Corporate internet banking is a bulk payment processing, salary disbursement and trade finance. Dashboard for the account reconciliation and transaction monitoring and maker-checker authentication framework for internal control. Advantages of internet banking consist of 24/7 access to the global reach, quick and secure fund transfer, real-time account management and transparency, seamless integration with mobile and e-commerce. Benefit are given here as against the each characteristic feature, which reduces the transaction, streamline the process, and expand the customer reach without physical expansion, and enhances the customer engagement and data analytics. Risk and challenges in internet banking. There are around four types of risk categories. One is the cyber security, when there is a phishing, malware, and unauthorized access to account. It can be mitigated by two-factor authentication, encryption, and anti-malware protection. Second risk will be data privacy risk, where misuse of the breach of personal information is done, and this risk can be mitigated by compliance with the DPDA Act and data encryption. Operational risk will be the downtime or service unavailability, where mitigation is cloud redundancy and disaster recovery system. Digital literacy gaps is described under the limited access or awareness among the rural population, and financial literacy campaign and simplified user interface. RBI mandated banks to adopt multi-layer cybersecurity and authentication control to ensure that internet banking remains safe and reliable. Security mechanism in internet banking, which consists of two-factor authentication, secure socket layer SSL encryption, and digital signature and certificates. Time out and lockout features, and transaction limits, which caps on the funds transfer, login attempt to mitigate the fraud. Behavioral analytics and AI-based fraud detection machine learning model to identify the phishing and malware risk. RBI mandates that all the banks adopt ISO 27001 compliant security practices, ensuring the global data protection standard. Now comes to mobile banking apps, super apps, mobile banking and super apps. Mobile banking has emerged as a most dynamic and transformative channel in retail banking. It allows the customer to perform the banking transaction 24/7 with convenience and flexibility. Mobile banking represents convenience of telecommunication technology and internet connectivity and digital finance, creating a powerful ecosystem that brings the banking services literally into hands of the customer. The UPI, launched by the NPCI, National Payment Corporation of India, in 2016, has been the game changer, enabling the instant, interoperable, and low-cost digital transactions. The next stage of this revolution is the rise of super apps. All-in-one digital platforms that combines the banking, payment, investment, insurance, e-commerce, and lifestyle services in single interface. These innovations are redefining the customer experience and reshaping the business models of retail banking in India. Evolution of mobile banking again into four phases. First phase, in 2002-2008, there was only SMS and IVR banking. And in 2009-2015, it moved further for app-based mobile banking. And 2016-2020, there was UPI and digital payment expansion. And 2021-25, super app and AI-driven era. All the key developments are happened during this period for mobile banking. Mobile banking features consist of financial transaction, that is instant money transfer via UPI, IMPS, and NEFT. Credit cards, payment, and utility payment. Opening of renewal and fixed deposit and recurring deposit. Loan application, EMI payment, tracking, investment in mutual fund, etc. Non-financial services consist of account balance check and minimum statement, mini statement, check status and request services, blocking of unblocking of the cards and managing card limits, updating personal information, accessing the personal offers and reward programs. Value-added services under mobile banking consist of QR-based payment for merchants and peer-to-peer transfers, in-app customer support via chatbot or live chat, and AI-driven expenses analysis and financial planning tools. Integration with the digital wallet, e-commerce, and travel booking. The rise of super apps in banking definition is the rise of super banking app. A super app is a multifunctional mobile platform that integrates several financial and lifestyle services into single digital ecosystem. Instead of using the separate app for banking, payments, investment, and e-commerce, customer can access all these services through one interface. Core component of the super app consists of banking services, payment services, wealth management services, e-commerce integration, that is online shopping, bill payment, etc. Then customer engagement, that is AI-based recommendation, loyalty program, and offers. Examples in India, there are SBI, ICICI Bank, HDFC, Axis Bank, and Paytm and Phone2. They are using the super apps, that is YONO, iMobile Pay, that is Pay App. Almost each bank has their own super app platform, that is mobile app, mobile banking application, mobile app. Advantages of mobile banking and super apps consist of 24/7 access, instant fund transfer and payments, personalized offers and financial insight, safe, secure, and paperless banking, and seamless integration with lifestyle and financial needs. Challenges are various, like cybersecurity risk, data privacy, digital literacy, connectivity issue, regulatory compliance, etc. The description is given, and risk mitigation of that particular challenges are also given, that banks has to comply with. Regulatory and compliance framework consists of various regulations issued by various authorities, like mobile banking guidelines issued by RBI, master direction of digital payment issued by RBI. Government of India has issued DPDAD guidelines for the digital and personal data under Digital Personal Data Protection Act. UPI operating guidelines were issued by NPCI, cybersecurity framework for RBI, and ombudsman scheme that was developed, and guidelines are issued by Reserve Bank of India. Regulatory and compliance framework consists of various regulatory and compliance systems for the retail banking channels, where there are, before issue, for issuing these guidelines, their objective was to customer protection, for safeguarding the customer financial data, operational security to ensure that all the banking channels operates securely and reliably, and standardization, that is establishing the uniform technology. Financial stability, transparency, and accountability promote the ethical conduct and fair treatment. Regulatory adaptability consists of support innovation, technology natural, yet risk-sensitive regulation, and financial inclusion consists of to ensure equitable access to the safe and affordable financial service through multiple delivery model. Key regulatory authorities, as mentioned, are RBI, NPCI, that is National Payment Corporation of India, Government of India, then Telecom Regulatory Authority, Indian Computer Energy, Data Protection Board of India, etc. Their functions and role is described against each. You may please go through that. Major regulatory framework governing the banking channels consist of Reserve Bank of India Act 1934 and Banking Regulation Act 1949, RBI, which provides the legal foundation for operation and supervision of the bank in India, RBI Branch Authorization Policy, which specifies the guideline for setting up of the new branches and services outlet, then Payment and Settlement System Act 2007 provides a legal framework for electronic payment system, including ATM, POS, and terminal and online transfers. Information Technology Act 2000, 2000 grants legal recognition to electronic transactions and the digital signature. Cybersecurity framework for banks mandates all the banks to establish the robust cybersecurity infrastructure and incident reporting mechanism. RBI master direction on digital payment security control consists of to ensure end-to-end security for internet and mobile and card-based payments. RBI guidelines on digital banking, Digital Personal and Data Protection Act, as well as Ombudsman scheme for the digital transaction, which provides the grievances redressal mechanism for customers affected by the failures or fraud in digital channels such as UPI, mobile app, and internet banking. NPCI operations, operational and risk management guidelines consist of oversees the functions of UPI, RuPay, IMPS, AEPS, and Bharat Bill payment system. Okay. Then key compliance mechanism in banks consists of compliance function, which consists of dedicated team to monitor and adherence to the RBI and legal guidelines, information security governance, oversight by the board level IT committee and chief information security officer. Internal and external audit is required to be conducted for the branch operations and digital platforms. Data protection control consists of implementation of the data loss prevention tools, encryption and access control. Incident reporting is a mandatory reporting for cyber incidents to CERT in RBIs within the stipulated timelines. Customer awareness and regular campaigns on the digital safety and security transaction practices. Regulatory compliance and difference in banking channels for the different banking channels. This is the summary which is provided here. You may please go through this. Risk management and supervisory oversight consist of regulatory compliance is complemented by the strong risk management and supervisory oversight framework. Entrepreneurs risk management consists of integrate operational IT and cyber risk across the banking channel. Periodic supervisory inspection is conducted by the RBI to assess the compliance with the digital banking and cyber security norm. Cyber crisis management plan CCMP, that bank must prepare and regularly test a cyber incident response strategy. Third party risk oversight ensures the fintech and vendor compliance under outsourcing guidelines. Data localization is mandated for payment of the data under the RBI storage and payment system data circular. With this, we completed our discussion on retail banking channels. Thank you very much.